Attention, pleasure seekers. What if I told you there was a toy that was so iconic that it practically set the standard for all my favorite products? Allow me to introduce or reintroduce to you the Magic Wand. Dubbed the Cadillac of Vibrators, the Magic Wand is more than just a toy. It's a culture icon, a symbol of power and unapologetic pleasure. Do you know any other toys that have been praised in Time magazine? Didn't think so. With a unique rumble that resonates deep within, the Magic Wand Original is not just a product, it's a trusted confidant. And it's a sure thing. Never had an orgasm? Try a Magic Wand. Never given your party a full body massage? Try the Magic Wand. Listen, it's rightfully earned accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades, and I've been obsessed with my Magic Wand. I even drilled holes in my bedside table so that she's always next to me in case I need her. Well, that was years ago, because now there are multiple iterations of the Magic Wand, allowing you to pick whatever model fits your lifestyle. You can go wireless with the Magic Wand Rechargeable, tiny with the Magic Wand Mini, or micro. Micro is really mini. Or go for variety with the Magic Wand Plush. The best part though, all of them have the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original so popular. So if you're ready to make some magic, visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to cast a spell on the world. Magic Wand, not just a vibrator, an icon of pleasure. Summer is definitely the sexiest season. I mean, think about it. The days are longer, the nights are hotter, and your sex life is too. And if you're looking to turn up the heat, how about a little help from our friends at Promescent? Summer is all about things hot and steamy, so I highly recommend you add something extra and tap into Promescent's lineup of pleasure-enhancing products. I've been singing their praises for years since they started, and for good reason. Because first up, we have the legendary Delay Spray. This is the MVP of lasting longer and keeping those eager penile nerves in check. You just do a quick spray, and you're set to outlast even the longest days of summer, ensuring the party doesn't end before you want it to. So you can have the mind-blowing climax you're now so very well equipped to reach, thanks to Promescent. It just helps you last longer without all the worry. And for women, Promescent's warming arousal gel is a fun pre-sex ritual. You just rub it into your vulva a few minutes before and you'll feel it start to tingle, warming up every nerve ending. So you'll feel that much more pleasure everywhere before you even get going. So it's kind of like the sure thing. So make sure this summer is the sexiest one yet. Check out promescent.com/Emily and get 15% off at checkout. You get free shipping, 60-day money-back guarantee, discreet shipping, all the things. Promescent is your ticket to a more guaranteed good time. That's PROMESCENT.com/Emily. Promescent.com/Emily for your exclusive discount. Check it out.
Embrace the three dots. Think about it. One of the best parts of sexting is watching the other person type, wondering what they're going to say next. Even a sext that's super simple, like, I've got a surprise waiting for you, builds anticipation and arousal. You don't have to say what that surprise is, but you definitely got your partner's attention. You're listening to Sex with Emily. I'm Dr. Emily, and I'm here to help you prioritize your pleasure and liberate the conversation around sex. A great sext is all about anticipation, kind of like foreplay. And as a 21st century way to talk dirty, sexting, when executed well, can be super hot. Think of sexting like an art form. Well, in this show, I give you pro tips for perfecting yours. Because let's face it, randomly sending a bunch of squirting emojis might not be as sexy as it is just confusing for the person on the other side, for sure. As with everything in life, good sexting comes down to emotional intelligence. So let's talk shop. This episode is designed to help you send your best sext yet and excite the person receiving your message. Isn't that the point? Plus, I take your questions like how to start flirting online, how to manage your devices so your messages don't accidentally end up in the wrong place, and how to have good phone sex in a long-distance relationship. Finally, the Sex with Emily community has delivered, and I'm sharing your hottest sexts. All right, intentions with Emily for each episode. Join me in setting an intention for the show. How can the show help you? What do you want to learn from it? My intention is to help you sext with confidence. Listen, this is a new skill we're learning. And by we, I mean all of us, because smartphones haven't been around for that long. So listen to this episode, enjoy the tips, then go try them for yourself. Please rate and review Sex with Emily wherever you listen. My new article, 8 Ways to Amp Up Your Sexting Game, is up at sexwithemily.com. And check out my YouTube channel for more sex tips and advice. If you want to ask me a question, Leave me your question or message me at sexwithemily.com/askemily or call my hotline 559-TALK-SEX or 559-825-5739. Always include your name, your age, where you live, and how you listen to the show. And you can change your name or remain anonymous. Not a problem. All right, everyone, enjoy this episode. I got some great questions from you this week on sexting. But before we get into them, I also asked you, the Sex with Emily community, for the hottest sex you've gotten. Thank you so much for sending those in. And stay tuned because I'm going to share some of those later on in the episode. So let's talk sexts. Remember, they're personal. You get to decide what you want to say. You can plant the seed for something you want to happen in the future, which is great for testing out a fantasy. See how it feels. See how it's received by your partner. Or you can just reference something you've already done together in the past. If you need inspo, here's an easy rule. Sex your past and future. For past, just draw on a recent sexual experience, pulling out the details you love most. And for the future, describe something you'd love to do to them or have them do to you and mean it. Okay? You want to mean what you're asking for here. You could start by sexting a fantasy and then incorporate that into a little dirty talk. So a good way to warm things up is describe a fantasy that involves them. So it's like a preview. You could say something like, I get so turned on when I think of you going down on me. Or it's so hot to think about you tying me up and spanking me. Or maybe you're to a fantasy where you're being dominated. You could say, you know, I did something really bad. You might have to spank me. Another approach is to refer to something that happened to you in the past. We can all do that, right? I can't stop thinking about you putting your hand up my shirt. I was so turned on. Or maybe you saw something together in a movie and you could be like, oh, that scene when they were in that dark alley having sex in the car, like that was so hot. Even a sext that's super simple, like I've got a surprise waiting for you, builds anticipation and arousal. You don't have to say what that surprise is, but you definitely got your partner's attention. Another message could be a command. I'm in charge tonight, and I'm going to tear your clothes off the second you come through the door. Or give a compliment, because who doesn't love compliments? Something like, I love putting my hands all over your sexy body. Sexting is also a great way to communicate things that might be more intimidating to communicate in person. I get it. Sometimes it's hard when you're face-to-face contact with a partner saying, you know, I really wish that you would talk dirty to me more. I really wish you would spank me. So when you're sexting, you know, you're removed from it. You're not in the same room. And don't worry if it feels a little awkward at first. It takes practice to fully find your sexting voice and your dirty talk voice, all of it. But I promise you, you will. And if you want help with what to say in person, we did an amazing podcast called Talk Dirty to Me with Joanna Angel, where we both shared some great tips for talking dirty. Embrace the three dots. Think about it. One of the best parts of sexting is watching the other person type, wondering what they're going to say next. So let's use this example. I can't stop thinking about you putting your hand up my shirt. Broken down into bite-sized, sexy bits, you can write it in parts, letting those three dots built a lot of sexual tension. Text one, I can't stop thinking about dot, dot, dot. Text two, dot, 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 you putting your hand up my shirt. Text three, make it extra spicy, and feeling you get hard, dot, dot, dot. Kind of cute, right? Try this easy technique when you want to draw things out a little more, making them wait in the most painful but erotic way possible. Their eyes will be glued to those three dots. It's the best. And now, the nudes, your naked photos. Nudes can be a killer confidence boost, even if you never send them. So even if you're not seeing anyone right now, so what? Consider a nude photo shoot. It's a fun way to give yourself a jolt of inner sexiness whenever you'd like. So get in the mood beforehand with stuff that makes you feel sexy. Remember, it's all about you. So when you feel sexy, it's a lot easier to make photos that you're going to want to share. But right now, this is for you. So maybe it's a bubble bath, a glass of wine, putting on sensual music, and dancing all by yourself, watching a little ethical porn, whatever gets you turned on. Penis owners, little masturbation to get erect. Okay, before sending a full frontal, keep the strip tease going by sending something more suggestive at first. Underwear on, hand traveling to different parts that you can't quite see yet. The art of taking nudes is about two things, angles and lighting. So look for filtered lighting rather than fluorescent, which is awful, the overhead light, or direct sunlight where there's just too much glare. The golden hour lighting right before sunset makes everyone's skin look gorgeous. So find a window during golden hour and take your nudes next to that. All right, the booty. Sit on the edge of a bed, ideally with a mirror nearby. Turn over your shoulder, back arched, booty out, and snap the mirror reflection. Flash off. This is a tip from a professional cam girl. A mirror-free idea. Set your camera up in a flattering angle. Turn on video, and voila, you are hands-free. Make all the poses you want while the camera's rolling, and then just screenshot your favorites. That's easy. And this tip from our intern, which is genius. Put your phone on selfie mode and hold your camera just below your booty from behind. And now you can get your booty and your body in the shot and it'll make your booty look even bigger. Let me know how that goes. Oh, you can also grab a friend and have a nude night. Put on your favorite lingerie set, turn on some sexy lighting, and have a photo shoot. Now you'll have plenty of content for future sex because let's face it, we're not always photo ready. If you want these photos to be timestamped in the moment while you're sexting, just take a screenshot of the original photo and voila. Finally, don't forget consent. Before using portrait mode on your nipples, ask the other person if it's okay to send them something a little spicy. You can keep it light, like, hey, what are you doing right now? Want to play a little? This is also a great time to decide where you'd like to text. Doesn't have to happen in your actual text messages. WhatsApp is a secure messaging option, for example. And protect your nudes. If you use Google Photos, you can store them in locked folders so that your friends or anyone else can't accidentally swipe to it. Or on Apple, you can store them in your photo album's hidden folder. Know this, Apple still allows iCloud to sync files that are in a hidden album, but those files will stay hidden on all the devices they're synced to. You can also store your photos in the Notes app and password protect that note. All right, we asked you on Instagram, which is at Sext with Emily, what's the best sext you've received? Here we go for a little inspo. I was told she wanted to suffocate my face and penis. Unsolicited erotic photos midday. Ooh, I like this one. A voice note of them moaning. That's hot. Pictures of my wife playing with herself. A description of the last time we'd been together, what he loved about it, just plus the memory. To be honest, an open table reservation confirmation to a very nice restaurant. I guess restaurants is their love language. An old ex and I basically wrote a romance novel back and forth to each other for years. Oh, that's hot. Another one. I want you. Legs over your head. Deep as I can. See, you guys, that's the description I'm talking about. Be descriptive. That's hot. And you all have these memories. You all have had sex. There's a flash or there's a moment that you remember. Describe that moment in detail. Okay, another one. A friend admitted she masturbated thinking of me and described her fantasy in detail. Sushi for dinner. Describing a slow blowjob in significant detail. My partner describing in detail what she wanted to do to me. Then we acted it all out. My boyfriend talking about all the things he wants to do to my butt in explicit detail. Thank you so much for sharing your best sex. And what these all have in common is that they were specific and they were personal. And they turned you all on. All right, everyone, on to your questions. Okay, this is from Anna, 22 in London. Hey, Dr. Emily, my boyfriend and I have been long distance for about 2 months now, and we've gotten to the swing of engaging in phone or FaceTime sex. My boyfriend's really good at dirty talk and knowing what to say while we are on the phone. I, however, get a little quiet and don't know what to say, but I'd love to contribute. I try to think about what I'd want him to be doing to me, or what an experience has been like between us in the past, but I can't ever get the words out or properly do it any justice. Any tips? Yes, Anna, listen, none of us are born talking dirty at all. You don't come out of the womb being like, I can't stop thinking about your hands on my ass last night. Like, no, this is practice and it's awkward. It is awkward and it's uncomfortable. So just know that you got to practice on your own is my first tip. Try it in the shower. Find your dirty talk voice, which is usually a little bit slower. It's more, You know, it's a little bit raunchier, a little bit dirtier. You find the level that works for you. And if you're not sure, like, but I don't even know what to say, read erotica. Watch porn. Listen to audio erotica. Explore ways you can communicate your sexuality in your own ways and on your own terms. So think about it. Like, what does your partner do that you like? Maybe you like the way he puts his hand on his ass. Maybe you like the way he looks naked. Think about the most memorable times you've had sex. What was happening in that moment? What did he do? What did he say? What did he look like? What did he smell like? Well, tell him in your own words, you know, like, I can't stop thinking about when you came in and you started to kiss down my neck and then you ripped my clothes off and then you were kissing me and went down on me, or I love the way you tasted it in my mouth. You know, just practice. You could write down these lines, you could journal them, you can look in the mirror and just start to understand your voice and what to say. You could even record it and play it back to yourself. So just know, like everything, dirty talk is a practice. And now, when you're having sex with him or you're communicating or he's saying stuff, right after, start to journal, write your notes out, and like figure out, like, okay, what do I want to say to him? First, figure out what you want to say, and then you practice the voice, and you're going to get this in no time. You also said you like the way your partner talks. So what is it that he says? What do you like about the way he talks? And how can you sort of make that your own? All right? Thanks for your question, Anna. I appreciate you. We're going to take a quick break, but don't go anywhere. After word for our sponsors, I'm answering an email from Emily, who needs a little help flirting online. There's nothing quite like sinking your teeth into a good sandwich. But listen, carb guilt is real. I'm someone who's very invested in my health, and I like to get my carbs from oats and beans and fruits and not bread. But I love bread. So here's my hack. Thanks to Hero Bread, you can enjoy your favorite bready delights without the carb consequences. Hero Bread has turned those carby, empty-calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious breads that boast 0 to 1 net carbs per serving, 0 grams of sugar, and are packed with loads of fiber and protein. The first time I tried their white bread, I was skeptical. Could it really taste good with such impressive nutritional stats? Well, I'm pleasantly surprised to say it absolutely does. The texture is just phenomenal. It's like this soft, airy, and it just toasts up like a dream. I've whipped up everything from grilled cheese to PB&J and even made enchiladas, wraps, and tacos with their tortillas. Each time, Hero Bread has been a game changer. And here's the kicker. Despite its light texture and great taste, Hero Bread fits perfectly into my health goals. It's been adding more fiber to my diet while keeping the sugar at bay. Whether I'm packing a picnic lunch, planning a road trip snack, which I often do, or prepping French toast for breakfast, Hero Bread is my go-to. So whether you're craving a classic sandwich, a burger, or a hearty bun, or even indulging in a low net carb croissant, Hero Bread is something for everyone. And I highly recommend checking their monthly small batch drops out so you can try goodies like the 1 gram net carb Hero Cheddar Biscuit and so much more. You won't believe what they have. So you ready to kick carb guilt to the curb? Head over to hero.co and snag 10% off your order with the code Emily. That's Emily at hero.co. This is from Emily, 29, in the United States. Hey, Dr. Emily, I recently started listening to your podcast. I'm an immediate fan. Thank you. I'm 29 years old and I feel a little silly saying this, but I have a crush on my coworker. I have no idea if he has any interest in me or even notices me. Our roles overlap and we are in small group meetings weekly. All of our interactions are virtual, Zoom with cameras, and on Slack primarily. Can you please share some best practices for flirting online? And how would you recommend finding out if the feelings are mutual? Thank you so much. All right, Emily, great question. Now remember, if it's just through work, like if it's Slack or your work email, your boss has access to everything that you write. So remember, you got to just get his number separately. If you could say something like, hey, I want to ask you a question. Can you shoot me your number? So do that. And then you're fair game. I think you should just set up a time to work with him in person one day. Do you guys live near each other? Could you say, like, hey, let's get up coffee. I'd love to talk to you about this project. And then you could see if there's actual interest, because it's really hard to tell over Zoom and you want to meet in person anyway. But if you do, you could just send a playful emoji. You could say, I really like the way what you said today in that meeting. And just see where it goes from there. But I think, again, just to leave it up to texting and you work together, he might be careful too. So if you can somehow find a way, has he ever said anything in a meeting like, oh yeah, I went to this concert last night, or he likes some kind of sports, or he has a favorite food? There might be a way that you could say, oh, I know you like Italian. There's a new Italian restaurant that opened near my house. Want to meet there for lunch one day or meet there for dinner? You know, pay attention to what he says and then see if you can kind of follow up with a question that could lead you guys to make a plan. So that's what I recommend, Emily. Okay, let me know how it goes. This email is from Rob. Hey, Dr. Emily, I love your podcast and all you do. Thanks so much for providing so much. My question for you today is, how do we keep things enticing or flirtatious to keep up with the foreplay and the sexting and the messaging integrations? What I mean by this is most smartphones integrate with tablets and computers very often. When you have young children at home who might also use these devices, how do we keep it private? We tried using different codes like emojis, but they catch on real quick. They're like, Dad, why'd you send Mom an eggplant again? Is there a certain type of privacy setting or new type of code that parents use to keep things exciting and back and forth with texting? Okay, well, there's one that Tali and our team recommended for you. And she said, if you have Apple products, go into your settings and sign out of your iMessage account. And that way, your phone texts won't automatically sync and display on your computer. So she had to awkwardly figure this out when they were syncing and watching a family movie and her sexts kept popping up on the computer where her entire family was watching something. So she had to learn this. So that's for iMessage. You can also use more secure messaging platforms that are not connected to Apple, like Snapchat or WhatsApp or Signal. Signal is secure messaging, and it's one of the only apps that has its privacy-preserving technology. So it ensures there's never a risk of sharing moments or sending messages to a non-intended recipient. You can also set up disappearing. I've used these apps before, WhatsApp as well. So I would probably try WhatsApp or Signal for you and your wife. I would recommend those. The easiest to use, they're free, they're pretty intuitive, and your kids aren't going to get sexed in the middle of the day, which no one wants that. One more thing, there's an app called Amorous, A-M-O-R-U-S, and it's a relationship and intimacy app. And I just heard about it. It says it makes couples more delicious. It has games and chats for more private, more skilled, and more creative fun. So you can download it at the Apple Store, A-M-O-R-U-S. Don't really know much about it, but came recommended, so check it out. All right, Rob, I love that you're married and have young kids and you're still sexting, because never let that stop. This is from 26 in South Carolina. Hey, Dr. Emily, my boyfriend and I have been together for 2 years now and we're doing long distance. We have been since the beginning of our relationship. We live 9 hours apart, but see each other once a month. Since we're not together a lot, we explore with sexting. In the past month or so, I've seen a significant increase in how much he's masturbating. He's masturbating at least once a day, sometimes twice a day, to the point where I'm getting confused because he's going to do this and then we're actually together. Sometimes he won't even finish. Do you think this is an issue or something I need to be concerned about? Sometimes I feel like all he does is sext me and he's becoming addicted to it. I haven't said anything because I like that he's pleasuring himself, but it just got to be so much, I don't know what to do. Thanks. All right, thanks for your question. And I get this a lot, you guys. We are concerned about our partner's masturbation habits. Now, once, twice a day, pretty typical. For a lot of penis owners, they're going to masturbate once a day, and that's fine. Usually when we know that there's a problem with masturbation, it's when there's consequences, when you realize that he can't get up for work anymore, or, you know, like you said here, he's not even finishing with you. Now, that is just something that you might want to talk to him about and just say, hey, is this something that's happened to you before? Like, tell me more about you not finishing. Rather than like holding it in and not wanting to say anything, like maybe he could also link it back to, oh yeah, I guess maybe I've been masturbating too much. Because only really he knows if there's a consequence from it. I'm wondering, you've been together for 2 years and now you're doing long distance. Do you have plans to be in the same place at any time? Because you're 26 years old. And I'm just wondering, like, I always want to reinforce people in long distance relationships that it's important to know that there's a time that you're going to be back together in the same place. Otherwise, like, you're just on the phone all the time, or you're sexting, or you're, which is nothing wrong with that. But when that becomes a whole relationship, you want to make sure, well, oh yeah, we're going to be back together again in 6 months or a year from now. But if it's just an ongoing long distance thing and you're in your 20s, which I think is a wonderful time to figure out who you are and what you want and who you are as a sexual being, I want you to take a look at that. But have like a FaceTime date where you explore some things together. You talk about your sex life. You talk about what you guys are into. You talk about his masturbation practice. You talk about your sex life. You know, do our yes, no, maybe list. Start to expand and explore. Like, what can you guys do when you're together that can make your sex life hot? You can even just say to him, I love hearing your text. Make it kind. Like, I love hearing from you about masturbating, and I love when you flirt with me and sex with me. But I realize that lately it seems like it's been a lot more. And I'm wondering how that feels to you. And just see what he says. Talk about it. What a good opportunity if you're not in the same city together to be able to practice having conversations that are awkward and can be challenging. So many of us never have these conversations with partners. We just hope we're going to figure it out. We hope that they're going to go away. But the issues never go away. You always got to talk about it and get on the same page. And listen, I think it's important to know what is going on when you are not with him, with his penis, with his thoughts, all the things. This is from Brooke, 23, in Washington, D.C. Hey, Dr. Emily, my boyfriend and I just started doing long distance after a year of dating. Long story short, he has to move across the country indefinitely for family reasons. He loves to sext and can be in the mood for dirty talk anytime, day or night. For me, though, it takes a lot more to get me interested and focused on sexting. Do you have any advice for how I can be better about getting in the mood and keeping our sexual flame? All right, Brooke. Well, first, I'm sorry your boyfriend moved away indefinitely. That sounds really tough. I hope that you somehow get clear on a time that he's going to come back and be in the same place. And also, it makes sense that you're not raring to go with sexting 24/7. I don't really know anyone who is. So you get to also set the parameters here about when you want to talk and what feels right for you. What are you doing right now to keep your own sexual flame going? Are you masturbating? Are you exploring? Are you fantasizing? Are you figuring out what feels good to you? Are you thinking about your partner when you are? Because maybe you could share some things with him. Like, you could even write some of these things ahead of time. So next time you masturbate or you think about him, just open up your notes app on your phone or whatever you use to take notes and just write down, like, was thinking about how great it feels to kiss you, or that time you went down on me, or the time we had sex at your mom's house and she almost walked in, or like whatever the memories are that you have about your sex life, just start jotting them down. And listen, when you're sexting someone, you can write about something that's happened in the past, something you want to happen in the future, something that's happening in the moment. So mostly you're asking me here, Brooke, about how to get in the mood. Maybe you need more of a connection with him. Like, I get that he's with his parents and he's at his parents' house. That is not an ideal situation. But can you, like, set a time, like, 8 o'clock tonight, we're both going to FaceTime. We're going to have, like, a virtual date. So you actually can see him and you can kind of turn each other on. You can connect with him. It's really hard just to keep sexting someone that you're not seeing. You get to figure out ways that you want to connect with him. And maybe you need to see him. You can only sex for so long without actually seeing someone's face. So I want to make sure you guys are doing some of that virtual connecting. Right now, it's actually a good time to be in a long-distance relationship, like this time that we are in 2022, because there's so many opportunities for it now. Like, there's so many apps where you can date virtually, where you can use video function. You could use sex toys now that your partner can control across the world using, like, a WeVibe. They have the WeConnect app. So your partner could literally control a toy from a room next to you or across the world. You could do the same. There's a lot of different great, like, card games where you can ask each other questions so you can deepen your intimacy and you can figure out your turn-ons, and you can get closer that way. And the technology is such that you can actually see your partner. And when you do, that might be enough. So I'm feeling like you just might need to kind of flip this and say, I don't want to be sexting 24/7. But what I do want is I want more of these deep, soulful, intimate connections where I see your face and we're on WhatsApp or on FaceTime and we are really connecting. And maybe less is more here. So it's okay. You get to decide as well what works for you. And Brooke, I don't want you to put pressure on yourself here that you are doing something wrong, that you need to be responsive to what your partner wants, because we all have our own sexual rhythms and we all have different ways that we want to connect with partners. And so he's at home. Maybe his parents are driving him crazy and he's like, I'm texting you 24/7. I'm sexting you. It's okay for you to set your own rhythm and routine, and he's going to respect you for it as well, I promise. This is from Anonymous 40 in Florida. Hey, Dr. Emily, my husband cheated on me with a coworker 3 years ago. Now there's a new lady he's become friendly with, and it makes me uncomfortable. We talked about this. He said he understood and would stop talking to her. I found evidence on his phone that he has not stopped talking to her and feels so betrayed. Am I just suffering from extreme jealousy, or do I have right to be upset? I feel completely devalued and not loved. Thanks, Dr. Emily. I love the show. Yes, Anonymous, you have every right to be upset and feeling betrayed, especially after 3 years ago there was an incident. Listen, we don't just automatically repair a relationship just because someone cheated. It's not like, well, time has gone by and I should trust them now. No, you guys need to do some deep work. You need to go into therapy together. You need to understand the cheating, what happened, why it happened. And there's a lot of work to do here. So now you're being re-traumatized because there's a new person he's become friendly with. And of course, it's going to make you uncomfortable. And then he told you he's going to stop talking to her, and he didn't. So what I'm hearing here is that this is the case of you and your husband needing to get into therapy with a trusted counselor that can help you guys understand where is this desire coming from in him to have to be connected with women, to keep it private from you, what happened a few years ago with the cheating, and then you can repair. Because listen, relationships are not about perfection, they're about repair, but you have to know how to repair. You have to know how to have the conversations. What was it that drives him? What is the attention that he needs from women? What does his ego need? Like, why is this happening? And you deserve answers to know what steps he's going to take towards gaining your trust back. And just because you're with him and he says, I'm sorry, doesn't mean that you're just supposed to be, oh, I'm all better and I trust you again, especially when there's evidence that he is still doing some of the same things and repeating some of the same infractions from the past. So there's nothing wrong with you, but I would do right now when you're hearing this, Anonymous, get a therapist, and you guys need to go once a week for the next 3 months. And you can also get a Zoom therapist. I'm cool with that. But all this, like, we don't have time, and it is the most important work you can do if you want to make your marriage work. Nothing else I can tell you is going to make it work. I'm not going to help you repair it here in one email, in one call on the show. But what I can tell you is working with a therapist is going to help. All right? I'm sorry this is happening to you, and I can't wait for you to get the answers. Thanks for your email.
That's it for today's episode. See you on Tuesday. Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. Be sure to like, subscribe, and give us a review wherever you listen to the podcast and share this with a friend or partner. You can find me on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Sex with Emily. Oh, I've been told I give really good email. So sign up at sexwithemily.com. And while you're there, check out my free guides and articles for more ways to prioritize your pleasure. If you'd like to ask me about your sex life, dating, or relationships, call my hotline, 559-TALK-SEX. That's 559-825-5739. Or go to sexwithemily.com/askemily. Special thanks to Acast for powering the Sex with Emily podcast. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.